This is Apollo Control. Our revised time now reading 55 hours, 46 minutes, 22 seconds. And those elapsed time updates were made at the following times, 54, 53, 30 on the spacecraft. And that command was uplinked by the guidance officer.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got a few words on the TFM situation. Probably the most significant part of the whole discussion is that both values of TFM are correct. And the way that they arrive at this is as follows. The left-hand most digit of the octal representation of TFM is coded to include a sign. If you break the left-hand most digit down into the three binary bits, the first bit being 0 represents positive, the first bit being a 1 represents negative. In the value of TFM update on the pad, you'll notice that in the R3 load it was 16020, which is a positive 16020. In the value that you read out of the command module computer, you will notice that R2 was one least significant digit larger than the pad value, that is 35224. And R3, having the left-hand most digit of 5, was in reality equal to a minus 16017, which is then subtracted from the one digit larger value of R2. Does that make sense to you all? Over.
Affirmative. In other words, you want us to leave the load the same.
Roger. Either load is correct. The command module computer does not force a positive sign or a negative sign on the octal value, but accepts whatever it happens to come up with. So either load is correct. Over.
Okay, assuming we have no more updates, how would you like us to update the TFM end of the LEM? Using the 1706 values?
This is Houston. I'll catch you when signal strength comes back up.
Okay.